Direct from Birmingham in the UK, it's blindbargains.com coverage of Site Village 2015. Brought to you by HeartGen Consultancy.
HeartGen Consultancy, how can we help?
If you need high-quality products such as Lisi for all JAWS users, online access technology courses, JAWS script writing, competitive pricing, and friendly sales and support, we're HeartGen Consultancy, and we can help. Visit us today, www.heartgen.org.
Now, here's Dave Williams.
We're at Site Village 2015, and I'm with Glenn of Sight & Sound. Good to see you, Glenn. How are you doing?
Good to see you, Dave. Very well. Thank you very much.
Good stuff. Now, Sight & Sound, pretty much everybody in the assistive technology industry in the UK knows Sight & Sound. You guys have been around quite a while.
35 years now.
And you're the master distributor for JAWS in the UK.
Yep, JAWS, ZoomText, HIMS, Index, TactileView, pretty well everything in the number one category. We're the master distributor of these days.
And is that your kind of focus? You try to go for what you believe to be the best in class category?
A small number of top quality products that can be easily supported and easily trained is what I'm up for.
And what kind of size, give people a sense of the sort of the size of Sight & Sound. You're in the East Midlands, is that right?
Yeah, we're in Northampton is where we're based, and we've just passed 6 million turnover, so $10 million. We're growing every year. We're doing quite pretty good at the moment, thank you.
That's fantastic. And you're offering sort of training and support on all your products across the UK as well?
I think that's probably one of our unique selling points. Yeah, okay, we've got some good equipment and services, but it's the support that people need and the training that is a must. And I think we do that pretty well, better than anyone else. But I would say that, wouldn't I?
How would you describe the sort of the health of the industry at the moment? Because it feels like we're in a kind of transitional kind of time, you know, some new emerging products, some things changing.
Yeah, I think it's in the UK, it's a mature industry. You know, it's been around a long time, and whilst technology moves on pretty fast, actually your JAWS, your Supernova, your ZoomText, some of your core products have been around for a long time and haven't changed dramatically in the last few years. What is coming along now, of course, is the tablet type technology, point and click type technology, but you know, and Apple of course being the forefront of that, but they haven't quite got it to a point where it's so easily usable that that serious users can throw away the tried and trusted stuff. So I think the market's not growing at a fast pace, but it's robust, and people still need what we do.
So what's new at Sight & Sound this time around?
If you were coming to Sight Village and having a look, you would probably look at the Topaz PhD, which is a little fold-down portable magnifier, which you can sort of move from room to room. You wouldn't pop it in your pocket, but you would certainly move it around the house, and that's quite unique actually. That's well worth a look at.
And that's aimed at a home user then?
That's aimed at the home user market, yes. The corporate users like our Braille box, which is a volume use Braille machine, which does
from Index.
Index. That's a high volume use production type output. We have that here with us. We have the ink and paper Tiger range of embossers as well, which have the tactile output, which people, when they put their fingers across it and feel, they say, now I get the feeling I understand how this will work.
So people who don't know, you can print and braille onto the same sheet?
You can, and the Tiger is very clever because it gives you a contour on the paper to match the gradient on the lines. So not only do you print different colours if you have some sight, but for a braille user, the gradient of the dot changes based on the gradient of the thing. So you get a feel for the
shape.
Have
you got any samples that I could
touch?
Yeah,
I have. If you wander along here, Dave, just hang on, let's just stay there. I'll bring it to you.
Thank you.
So here's a map, which is...
So I'm feeling a tactile map. There's a kind of a square around the edge.
It's a water cycle diagram, actually.
It's a water cycle diagram.
Yeah, so over here it's got the rain clouds with the rain coming down.
Okay, so we've got a sort of a dotted line to show the outline of the cloud.
And you feel the rain
then there are
down.
Some straight lines of dots below.
But then you can start to feel the different density of the dots for the different hills.
These sort of the mountains or whatever.
Yeah, that's the mountains, and then you go down to the riverbed at the bottom. It's got a different type of dot matrix.
Okay, so some of the dots feel more pronounced than others. So that's showing you the different, giving you some shade. So how many shades can somebody realistically detect with their finger?
4 or 5, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the rain feels very pronounced.
Yeah.
And then as we move down to the hills, I can feel the edges.
Yeah, the top is less pronounced, and then as you get down to the base, it's more pronounced. And then there's a river course that runs through that map you're looking at, and you can feel that through there as well.
So then the river runs down from the mountains out to the coast, presumably.
That's it, yeah. And that's the edge of the diagram.
And so then we've got, it's just clear where the sea would be, I suppose.
Yeah, see, and then what you've got is the evaporation going up back to the clouds.
And then the sort of arrow, pointing back
down
to the... That's brilliant. And how's this going down in education then? Because
it's going down really well. In fact, I've just had an educational divisional manager with me for the last half an hour going through all of this tactile output, saying, you know, it's simple, but now I've felt it, now I can understand it, I'll get behind it. So yeah, I think it's pretty popular, but a lot of people don't know it
exists. How does it compare with other tactile diagram techniques like Minolta and Firmiform and things like that?
I'm not as familiar with those. I would say that the good thing about this is that the output comes directly from your Braille printer in this format. So, and you can mix, you won't be able to see it necessarily, but it's got the colour is on there, the ink and the is on there at the same time. So a sighted teacher can be looking and see exactly what it is.
Or even a blind student with some residual vision, perhaps.
Can see both.
Yeah.
So that's
What's the workflow then? How do I prepare one of these as a you know, teaching assistant?
Or? Yeah, just on a computer using the Tiger software suite, which comes with it. So you produce it in Word or in or you download that diagram from the internet and effectively emboss it, and it picks up the gradients and pushes it straight out.
So are there any tips for people to get really good at this? Things that people should know? Because presumably you don't want to overcomplicate it, because with too many shades, it's going to be very busy.
We do actually issue a booklet with it called Making Tactile Diagrams, and we think that's almost the trick for the whole thing. Because you've got it exactly labels, so that people can actually read what it is they are feeling, and keep it simple, stupid.
Right. Okay. All right. So what else is new this year with Sight and Sound?
You had your hands then on the 7-inch tablet technology, which is light, easy to use 7-inch tablet. So a little bit bigger from the screen, a little bit more you can see, and quite easy to use. It's angled so that you can put it on top of a document and read it just by moving across it. So for sighted people with a little bit of vision, that's quite attractive this year.
Is it me, or are there a lot of these types of video magnifiers around at the moment? These kind of small kind of, well, this one you're describing it as tablet.
Bucket loads, I think, is the answer.
Yeah.
Bucket
loads. How do you stand out in that crowd?
I think that, you know, I'll come back to what I was saying in the beginning, it's best of breed. So you go to the Ruby, and you know, it's got the long warranty, they're very robust, they work, they're simple to use, big easy to see buttons, tactile buttons as well. You have to have all those things thought into it. It's not just simple to have something which magnifies. You've got to have a device which is built properly, can take a bit of bashing about, because they get bashed about, has handles that fold out, are easy to use.
Presumably battery life is a consideration as well.
Yeah, it's always a bit of a challenge. You know, with the smaller the unit, the harder it is to get a battery that lasts more than a couple of hours. Things like that Zoomax one you're looking at now, called the Snow 7-inch, that lasts 4 or 5 hours. So it's quite good. You want ones with a good contrast as well. But I think the trick with all these is a few buttons, easy to use, easy to feel.
Okay. And then let's just talk about refreshable Braille really quickly.
Yes.
Obviously, the Focus Blue is quite popular.
Yeah, the 14 is a little 14 cell which hooks onto your iPhone or something like that. Has got quite a lot of a following at the moment.
That's quite well established. But you also sell the HIMSS Braille displays as well.
We do. That's right. And they are slightly different because they have simple document note-taking facility on them, and that's probably
their onboard software. So there's a bit more going on there.
There is. It's a little.
So that's why you carry both lines, because there would seem to be a little bit of overlap there. If you're saying about choosing the best product in a particular category, having both the Focus and the HIMSS.
Well, if people want to, the Focus is really good, but you really need to have your computer with you if you're using it.
Yeah.
Whereas the HIMSS, you can take it out on its own. And so we thought that was a neat use. And so, yes, there's overlap in some respects, but it's numbers one and two in the category.
Okay.
And I won't carry a three or a four generally, I'll carry a one and a two.
All right. And then there's a new HIMSS Braille display, I believe. There's a small one. They've got is it the Beetle?
Yeah, the Smart Beetle.
Smart Beetle.
And the Smart Beetle is probably defined by the fact that it's a good hub. You can connect five other devices to it at one time. So apart from being bright red and looking like a beetle, I would say that's probably its useful factor. Is you've got a little hub there, and you've got a braille display. Simple, easy to use, quite light. One might say plasticky even in its feel, so it doesn't have quite the same weight about it, but it's it contrasts with that. It's light, easy to use, and you hook a load of things onto it.
I look forward to trying that.
That's over there on the main stand. You should go and have a little play with that.
I will. Okay. And final thought, for the next year, what are you expecting to be the big kind of?
Well, I'm getting into Respexy, my care tablet, so I'm extending a little bit further than the very mature blind VI market towards just using the skills we've got in supporting people who can't use technology easily, extending it to my grandma now, who's fully sighted but can't use a computer. And so I've born an Android based app going onto a tablet called Respexy, R-E-S-P-E-X-I, respexy.me, if you want to go and have a look at it. And it's an easy to use tablet app which acts like a digital photo frame, but has diary and reminders on it. And if you don't accept the diary or reminder, when it pings up, it sends an alert out to tell someone. It's all about support for independent living and using this sort of stuff.
Who's this aimed at, sorry?
It's aimed at the broader market of elderly people who are just not confident using technology.
Right.
And I thought, we're really good at looking after people. They have no sight or little sight, but we're really good at looking after them. And my grandma has sight, but just needs looking after with technology. So I've extended the model now to use tablet apps for, and the key defining factor is that we look after people, we train them and we support them.
Is that available right now?
It is, yeah. It's called respexy.me, and that's £399 buys you the tablet connected in your home, and then £20 a month buys you the support, and your family and friends use a website. So basically, use the tablet. It's got one-touch video call, it's got streamed radio, and it's got a photo gallery, and you send photos to it and they become the screensaver automatically. Really clever.
And that's a standalone system. That's
it
not
is.
Software that you would add to something else.
No, I put the whole thing together and make sure it all works on a high-quality Samsung tablet.
Okay.
That's different. That's what's driving me forward at the moment.
Excellent. Do you want to just give people the contact details if you want to get all that pricing information?
Yeah, so it's www.sightandsound.co.uk, 01604 798 000.
Thank you very much.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.